You're listening to KBOO, KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM. Next up is Preference with your illustrious host, Hedda.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The events committee will meet in January on Tuesday, the 21st at 5 p.m.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Not So Supernova on Saturday, January 18th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the All Saints Episcopal Church in Portland. Not So Supernova is a full-length one-woman play exploring the edges of motherhood and marriage with humor and depth. Again, that's Not So Supernova on Saturday, January 18th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the All Saints Episcopal Church, 4033 Southeast Woodstock Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Down times being caught by the hysteria. Welcome, dear listeners. This is Preference. I'm your host, Hedda. This is the Cutie Boo slot. We share this with Transpositive. We switch weeks. Next week, actually, is Hindsight 2020. It's an all-day catch-you-up-on-the-news program. It's from 8 to 8 on Tuesday. So we'll give you sort of a summary of what's been happening for the last 3 years in about 12 hours and try to get you set up for the rest of 2020. Anyway, we're Preference. We hope you'll tune in for Hindsight 2020 next Tuesday, all day and into the evening. And Somi's in the booth.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi there. I'm on a sugar high.
I thought you were eating leafy greens.
I was for a second trying to get my blood sugar to even out, but I had some chocolate and I feel pretty goofy.
Mm. So what kind of chocolate did you have?
The chocolate love, just the straight milk chocolate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's just about Sonia's birthday, I'm told.
Isn't it just about your birthday?
That's true.
We're both Aquarians.
That's true. I am. Today's the 13th?
14th.
14th, yeah. So both of our birthdays will have passed, but next time Preference is on the air. If folks want to reach out and make a birthday present to me, feel free to please become a member of KBOO or renew a membership. Or just make a donation. You don't have to become a member.
You can buy me coffee.
There's that as well. So maybe include a coffee card with someone.
if you can make a donation.
Mail it in. Let's see. The Williams Institute put out a survey. 1 in 5 LGBTQ people are not registered to vote.
Wow. That's a high percentage.
It seems like it, yeah.
20%.
The other parts of their study were sort of pretty general and kind of what you'd expect. Much more likely to be Democrat, registered with the Democratic Party. Still about 15% of the folks surveyed are Republicans.
Wow.
If you can imagine.
For LGBTQ?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. What did they attribute the not registering to?
The report that I read was just 12 pages of bar graphs.
Didn't have a lot of explanation.
No.
Okay.
That was the most detail that I could find on the web.
Gotcha.
And I think, not surprisingly, the LGBTQ people reported that they're much more open to candidates of color, older candidates, younger candidates.
A wider spectrum of candidates.
Exactly. Sort of helps begin to narrow down who it is that might think that there's just a certain select kind of person who should be in elected office. Get a closer sense of who that might be. So registered to vote. There's plenty of time before any election. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Nick Fish, and I guess there'll be a primary in a couple of months.
Okay.
To see if that seat can be filled.
I see.
I think that makes 4 council seats.
Wow.
That don't have elections this year.
Okay. That seems like a lot.
It does, and as far as I can tell, everybody is only running for 1, which makes it more confusing rather than less.
Okay.
Since there are now a lot of people to keep track of. And I was thinking, somebody just needs to put together a website that just says who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
just
have to
basic
be.
Information.
Yeah. Because it's too difficult to figure it out just by
doing your own research. And
I agree. Yeah, we're finding the one person who actually knows who these.
Sometimes I think the Mercury puts together. Is it Willamette Weekly or the Mercury? And they put together like profiles on people and it's all together.
That'd be very nice. Oh. Tonight is a very cute, I wish there were two of me. One would definitely be there. At least one of me would be there.
If only you had a twin. If only you were a Gemini.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But I'm cold and icy and idealistic. What are Aquarians?
You nailed it. Humanitarians.
Yeah.
Jerks.
Yeah. Don't touch us.
Austere.
Moody in a cold way.
Yes. Aloof.
You know, I don't really pay any attention to it overall, but often Aquarian descriptions I read sound a lot like me.
They do. You relate.
Yeah. And I don't know whether it's just a lifetime of reading them and deciding, you know,
that you just fit towards them.
But those, you know, those adjectives at least feel right to me, and they seem to be pretty consistent in descriptions of winter babies. So I don't know. I'll be 49.
Wow. That's good. It's a big one.
Yeah, I don't know what I think of it yet.
You're still processing it.
I'm still catching.
Still catching up to 48.
I'm still catching up to not being in my 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It does make a lot of sense. I don't have that much less energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I seem to be treated similarly in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there isn't any real difference.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps not.
What are you going to do for your birthday? That's next week, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have people over. I do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my way of saying thank you for putting up with me for the past year.
That's wonderful. Well, you listeners can thank Kabu for coming into your homes with a birthday gift to the station on behalf of either I or Sonia.
That's true.
That would be very lovely. There's an official pledge drive next month, our very short winter pledge drive, so we'd love to have you hop on that right in mid-February. But why wait?
No. None of us can always give.
None of us is getting younger, so it's time now.
Clearly. Maybe Jennifer Lopez, but none of the rest of us.
Her taste in clothing might be aging, though, in a not very good way.
You weren't into her bow dress?
I think I would have liked it if it hadn't slumped over on the higher end.
Okay.
And there was a lot of fabric down in the bottom.
Yes.
The generalness of it, the idea of it, I was pretty fond of.
You were? Okay.
But it just ended up being half flattering, half fitting her well, and half an enormous amount of fabric.
She usually wears quite stunning outfits, mm-hmm. in my opinion, and she looks amazing.
Yeah.
And so I agree, that dress, I was a bit underwhelmed.
She's 50, I think, right?
Yeah, she's 50.
To celebrate, ma'am. Well, this is a yap and music show.
Yeah, clearly.
To celebrate birthdays and a lot of other things. So why don't we hear, is Tim as a Rocker? How's that?
That sounds good. All right.
Again, I will never ever back again. Never come back again.
Tim is a Rocker, and he and his band, also known as Tim is a Rocker, out of Minneapolis. Tim has started a music series, concert series, called Black Rock Matters, and most recent performance was the queer edition of Black Rock Matters. So that's Tim is a Rocker out of Twin Cities.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I like his stuff. When do we got here? Oh, I never even explained what I was going to say about Catalyst. Catalyst's event tonight.
No, you did not. Let's hear it.
So, Catalyst is our city's sex positive play space over on Foster, and 52nd tonight is there. Love and sex, open mic. Poetry Night,
wow.
I think it's called.
Okay.
So this is sort of a gentle way to introduce you to Catalyst, how the space works, how the community works in Catalyst. It's pretty structured. They're devoted pretty strongly to safety and helping folks feel welcome. So look for Catalyst, a sex positive space. If you're interested in thinking kink and possibly doing it in a community of like-minded folks, Catalyst might be the place for you. And so they have any number of events that are geared at least in part or entirely towards inviting people in and helping them feel comfortable and meet people.
Cool. What time is that event?
Right now.
Okay. People should just leave. Keep the radio on. But just go there.
Absolutely. But they have events all the time, every week. So it's easy to catch them on a good day because cool. They have a lot of them.
That's great.
Are you registered to vote?
Well, I'm Canadian.
You're Canadian.
So no.
All right.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
Okay. That's good. I would register if I had citizenship. But I don't.
And we are no fans of blurring the boundaries between Canadians and Americans.
No fans. Not a fan. Yeah. Except for dual citizenship.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it must be.
Yeah. Alex Trebek.
Is he still alive?
He's still going. There was like a controversy. Did you hear about that? The Palestine-Israel question?
Oh, right. It was something about where Bethlehem is.
Yeah, some famous church was.
Right, and the contestant said Palestine, and the show said Israel.
Correct.
And I haven't seen any information more, but I guess the contestant said, that's not how this works. And so they pulled the question off altogether.
Oh.
And claimed that its inclusion in the show was a mistake altogether.
Oh.
A mistake.
Wow. Okay.
That's what I saw today in passing.
I see. Okay. But anyways, Alex Trebek is still alive. He does not have a mustache. And he's a dual citizen.
Isn't he very ill?
I think he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. But seems to still be doing the show, which... is interesting. Probably not what I would do with my last time on Earth, but maybe it's really fun.
Yeah, maybe. Or at least...
maybe it's easy, too.
Structured, you know?
That's true. Structured. He gets to put makeup on, dresses up in a suit, learns something new each time he goes.
Well, hopefully you learn something about Palestinian sovereignty.
Yeah, that would be great if you learned that. Mm.
The person who's... there's a debate tonight, right?
I think so, yeah. Yes.
The person who's... there's only one person I'm going to that I go to for sort of a recap of the debate, and it's Stephanie Scora. She called in. We were on the phone together for an hour. I don't know, sometime.
I remember that. Yeah,
last autumn. And so this she's Jewish and queer and trans and very, you know, I'm very passionate about Palestinian rights, which of course is a big part of what moves me in the world and what moves me to do this program here on KBOO. And so Stephanie and I talked the other night about her rejoining us on the program. I think we're due.
Great. Awesome.
But in the meantime, I get to read her her reviews, and she's, you know, she's pretty thorough. She keeps up with them throughout, and she's funny and mocking without being mean of you know, how artificial it is and how...
Where does she post her reviews?
On Facebook.
Okay. So people can look up Stephanie Scora.
I don't know whether her profile is...
Is public?
It must be, because we're not actually... She and I aren't actually friends.
So then it's public, yeah.
Yeah. She refers to one of the candidates as the Clob, which I like.
The Clob? How did she come up with that? Is it... Oh, Klobuchar.
Yeah.
That's apt somehow.
She has no love for...
For the club.
For the club. hey, guess what?
What?
Queer Heroes Northwest. This is a Glappin's program, Gay and Lesbian Archives of the Pacific Northwest.
Uh-huh.
Very excited I got that right on the first try. And they do the Queer Heroes celebration every year, summer in June.
Okay.
And so they need folks to tell them who the heroes in the neighborhood are, in the neighborhood, in the city.
In the neighborhood. In all of Pacific Northwest or just Portland?
My sense is it's Greater Portland plus probably the rest of Oregon.
Okay.
And so if you actually, if you just look online, do an Alta Vista search or whatever, Queer Heroes Northwest, you'll find this submission link. And so they're looking for folks who have sacrificed, served to the community, served as examples or leaders, mm-hmm. Inspiration. And it doesn't have to be someone who's alive who you're nominating.
Okay.
So
cool.
It can be anyone.
And that opens up the field quite a bit.
Yeah. So, make your nominations now.
Maybe some of your past guests could be nominated.
Sure. Yeah. And they'll announce them in June as part of a ceremony and celebration at Q Center. And I think that's where information on this year's heroes will be posted.
Cool.
For like, I think, the whole month.
Okay.
So it's
awesome.
So April 15th is the deadline. Get those nominations in, Queer Heroes Northwest. Why don't we, Soumya, Mahawam. Let me hear Mahawam.
You got it.
You're listening to Preference Radio here on KBOO. This is Alan Somies in the booth. We're here to hang out with you until 7.
That was awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
I love that.
Mahawam, he put that EP together not long after testing positive for HIV.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so the record itself is sort of a grappling with that. And I think more of a sort of a, I get the sense it was kind of his, a really solo, personal way of starting to come to terms, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, everyone. Next Tuesday in the Cutie Boo slot would be trans positive. Instead, it's going to be Hindsight 2020.
Yeah.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Folks in the station will give you a sort of recap of the last 3 years, what you need to know, what you missed, what's worth being reminded of, and helping you get set up for what's going to be a dense, complex 2020.
I agree. I think it's going to be an intense year.
Intense, that's the word.
Yeah.
In the meantime, there's a group starting. Is today the 14th?
Yes, today is the 14th.
That hasn't changed yet. There's a group that started today, but I believe that folks can join anytime. Transcendence, moving beyond the binary. Tuesday afternoons at Quest Center over on Burnside and 29th, right mm-hmm. behind New Seasons.
Whole Foods.
Across from the Indian restaurant.
India Grill.
And across from the Optical.
My Optic.
Is that what it's called now?
Yeah.
Oh. It used to be a local shop, Crown.
Oh, I think it just closed. I think the one you're talking about might have just closed.
Yeah, I thought that he would retire.
And it's across from the hot dog place. Frank's.
Frank's so much? Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Anyway, Quest is great. They have all sorts of services. And it's an organization that's really geared towards folks with life-threatening illnesses. So there's women with cancer groups. There's a lot of HIV services, including meal nights and acupuncture, community acupuncture, and much more peer support. It just goes on and on. They do great.
They do amazing work.
Yeah, great work.
Are they an organization that people can donate to as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Quest Center. And so the group, and they have a number of groups, but this one was just starting today, so it had caught my eye, and I'm having trouble figuring out what the date is. So I figure if I get things in the same week, I'm doing all right. Transcendence, moving beyond the binary.
Is that group happening right now, too?
No, earlier. It might be if they decided to stay for dinner, actually. But it's 3:30 p.m. on Tuesdays.
And okay.
It sounds like folks can join at any time. And if not that, just take a look and see what else Quest Center has to offer. I think you'll be happy. Coming up in April, we're looking way ahead. Reed has this speaker series, a writer series that folks cool. come in and give a talk. And so sometimes it's local folks, and a lot of the writers are not local. And so the next person in the series that caught my eye is Rivers Solomon.
Okay.
Who is, I'm just going to read Rivers'
sounds good.
Bio, written, I guess, by Rivers. Rivers is a dyke, an anarchist, a she-beast, an exile, a wound, a shiv, a wreck, and a refugee of the transatlantic slave trade. They write about life in the margins, where they are much at home. Their first book on an unkindness of ghosts is very well regarded. I've enjoyed what I've read of it mm-hmm. so far. And then River's second book actually just came out a few weeks ago called The Deep. So
okay.
Hopefully we'll be able to get River's on the show. I would love to have that happen.
That would be super cool.
I talked with them about it before. And then I happened to actually run into River's on Facebook. I'm in this group where anybody, it's really for academic stuff, but anybody can hop on there and say, I'm looking for this piece of writing.
Okay.
I can't find it.
Yeah.
And so there are those of us who will look. I'm one of the searchers.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do our best,
mm-hmm.
you know. And sometimes it's really banal. Another times it's something that is unbelievably obscure and yet just sitting right there on the web waiting for somebody to
uncover it.
Yeah. And so Rivers was looking for a review of The Deep, actually, and didn't have access. It was behind a paywall. So,
okay.
I went ahead.
You found it?
I went ahead and cracked that paywall. Actually, what I did, I think, is I messaged the article writer and said, I want this.
Oh, okay.
I'm working on behalf of...
You're the publicist. Were they more than happy to send it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. I try not to say it too many times in the group, but really, if you want something, ask the person who made it, you know?
Yes. Usually, I feel like people are flattered. And if they know that you're not reselling it,
mm-hmm.
they're like happy to oblige.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am, and maybe especially in academic stuff where, I don't know, everything gets lost in a sea of, there's a lot of writing out there.
Yeah, there's so much that people want to be acknowledged.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get to spend time with Rivers. An Unkindness of Ghosts is their first book. The Deep is the most recent one.
Where are they based out of? Do you know?
I believe my mouth wants to say Britain.
And okay.
The rest of me doesn't want to argue with it.
Okay, so they're across the pond, perhaps.
I think so. Which is kind of a neat way, a neat thing. I mean, Reed doesn't give a whole lot of attention to those series, not the way that, say, you know, literary mm-hmm. arts does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of neat that if they're really willing to bring folks so far away. Or
yeah, totally. You know, it's good for everyone.
Yeah. And it's also within walking distance for me, which is pretty nice.
Even better.
Yeah. It's rough living in Selwood, but there are some
perks.
There really are. Yeah. Why don't we hear Jade Electra?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I have it queued up.
What you are, undetectable, both near and far, like a soul of love that sings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more undetectable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. As long as you take your meds, that's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so undetectable thinks that I am undetectable too.
You know, for people who are living with HIV, we finally have the science to back up what I kind of knew about a decade ago, that undetectable means you are untransmittable. And hopefully this will help us fight the stigma associated with being positive.
Like never before
has someone been born. Undetectable in every way. Forevermore, that's how you stay. As long as you take your meds, that's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so undetectable knows that I am undetectable too.
That's Jade Electra in Toronto.
Amazing.
Singing Undetectable. Jade, of course, is a performer, musician, a drag performer. And now, with this song really taking off as a HIV educator, I think.
And an activist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a great way to do it, through music.
Undetectable is untransmittable.
Mm-hmm.
When sexual partners started, that's a weird way to put it, but when I began to have sexual partners who would say, I'm not worried about your HIV, this is what I know, U equals U, I was so, it took me a while to get used to.
Mm.
You know, I don't think of myself as, I mean, I know my viral load is undetectable and has been for a long time. So I don't worry about it in the course of a day, but there was something about hearing it from other people saying, mm-hmm. you're not unsafe to me.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is not unsafe to me.
Definitely.
That was shocking and took me some time and some work to sort of relax around.
Mm.
Like, I mean, part of it I think was I was so used to that decision being mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the one who gets to decide whether I'm safe or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I doing the right things? Am I taking care of myself? Am I, you know, do I know what my...
It was all like very self-contained and...
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where it began.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And it had to. And here are folks saying, well, as long as you are doing what you need to, then we're all good.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do things differently.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But it took some getting used to. It took some getting used to.
What was your, like the first time it happened, what was your reaction?
I was shocked and confused. It was not at all what I expected to hear.
Mm, wow.
And I wasn't prepared to have a conversation on those grounds.
Was that person educated? How did they already know that information? Or did you have a conversation before?
I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Because it sounds like something that if people are talking about it, then that's how the information will spread. And then even you talking about it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even the song just helps people, gives them a little more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I didn't know. Maybe I didn't know that those conversations were already happening,
mm-hmm.
or that they were becoming
like more mainstream.
Yeah, more common.
Mm-hmm.
That I might start to run into people who, you know, already had that sensibility about it. I think still it's been several years and I'm still like, do I, you know, am I really relaxed around that point?
Mm-hmm.
What does vigilance look like when I know I'm healthy, but I'm still, you know, still, I still have knots
mm-hmm.
telling me not to relax.
Mm-hmm. That's hard. That's a hard thing to train yourself to feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Undetectable.
You just put the song on in the background.
Oh, guess what? Well, what's new with you? You're having a birthday?
I'm having a birthday, and I found out one of my coworkers passed away today. And that was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just processing that a little bit. So we all left work a little early to just kind of get over the shock of the news. And yeah, just appreciate what life we have. And an interesting thing someone told me is when someone passes away, when you think of them, if you think of them kind of as like you wish they were still here or you resist their passing, it prevents them from leaving. So when you think of the person, you should untether them from the earth. You should let them go and not be weighed down with sadness and negativity. Just enjoy the time that you spent with them, enjoy what their life meant to you, and let go. So I've been thinking about that a lot too.
I wonder a lot if on our leaving, do we get a chance to say goodbye? Maybe not so much to everyone in particular. That probably would take a long
time. That would take a long time.
Longer
than everybody. You were like, oh, I forgot so-and-so. I think you get to say goodbye to the people you are connected to. That's my hope, at least. And I've heard people say, have you heard people say, like, someone's passed away and then some kind of random thing happens and they're like, oh, that's definitely that person. Like a song on the radio comes on or a symbol that only they would know, like a hummingbird comes into view or whatever. Have you experienced that before?
No. Mm-mm. That's sort of uncanny.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not
magic.
No, not that I'm aware of. Maybe it's happened to me and I just couldn't see it for what it was.
It just went past.
Think about all the gifts that people try to give me in real life. I mean, when they're alive, that I that can't
you,
see.
That you ignore. It's true. What's going on with you? How have you been doing?
How am I? Golly. Well, it's almost my birthday.
And what is your birthday ritual? If you have one.
I don't think that I have one now.
How do you acknowledge the day?
Well, for a long time, I would go up to Seattle. There was a weekend long concert series that the Seattle Chamber Players would put on.
Okay.
Complex and weird and goofy, although they're dead serious about it in a way that's sort of creepy.
Like avant-garde?
Yeah, that's a perfect name for it. But they're very serious players and organizers, and, mm-hmm. and yet they bring in people with who have these big senses of humor to perform and to compose, and so it's strange. It's a strange feeling in those
mm-hmm.
Spaces. But they have stopped doing it.
Oh, that's sad.
So I haven't really found anything that
that kind of fills the void in the same way.
Yeah. Tethers me to my own birthday.
You just got to let it go, Alan.
And I haven't thought about it yet this year at all.
Do you ever not do anything?
Yeah, sometimes.
You just kind of let the day go by?
Yeah.
Do you go to work on your birthday?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
A lot of times, too, over the years, I haven't done this in a couple of years, I'll just plan stuff around my birthday and call it all my birthday, you know?
So, oh, sure. Yeah.
So, and it could last a month if I'm... If there's like... If there's stuff that makes me feel glittery...
Yeah.
Even weeks later, I can still say...
It's like a birthday thing. Yeah. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
So...
It's your month. That's how I feel. I feel like when it's your birth, when your month falls into birthday, the whole month is your month.
Well, it's not my birthday yet. I do not.
But
like,
it's in January.
I do not lay claim to this part of January.
You're like, it doesn't. It's not real to me.
In February, sure, but not this direction.
But you're in January. You're not born in February,
right?
Is that correct?
Okay. Right. I guess because of as an Aquarian,
It spills over into February. Yeah. But I'm on the cusp. I'm a Capricorn Aquarius cusp.
You get both.
I get both. Yeah, it's true.
One out of every 6 days of the year, it's your birthday.
That's right. That's right. So we have 8 minutes left.
Yeah, we'll hear a little more music.
Okay.
I think.
I love your musical selections. I think it's very well chosen.
Thank you. Sometimes I just play Spacer over and over in my head.
Is that your ringtone?
It really should be. I've gotten lazy about music, about like listening to new stuff.
But I feel like you always introduce me to new artists, especially like new queer artists, which I appreciate. And often queer artists of color is another one of your specialties. So you still got it. You might be almost 49, but you still got it. I do enjoy when you have music on the show, too. That's just like a personal thing I want to let you know about on the air.
Let's see. What else is happening? I don't think I have anything written down. There's some great community calendar type things, especially on the Blue site, which I would love not to have to use.
Okay.
There's a couple projects that's unavoidable. Other than that, I would so walk away from that site.
Why? It's not working for you?
No, it's all that money being hoovered up and used to bend us in ways I don't want to be bent.
I see.
So, I have a preference Facebook page, but I almost never update it.
Do you have a preference KBOO page?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's updated.
Mm-hmm.
That has each show.
Yeah,
okay. So people can go there if they want.
kboo.fm/preference, and you can get to hear all of our past shows, or most of them. If it doesn't say anything on there, any description, then it's probably a repeat show.
Okay.
And I just didn't write that in there. So,
gotcha. But the archive is there.
Yeah. Yeah. And for each new show, there should be a description of what we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is.
So, yeah, we will happily remind you that for our birthdays, you are welcome to send a donation to KBOO.
Yes. We would love that.
Become a member.
Volunteer.
Yeah.
Give money.
Yeah, we're almost all volunteers here. We have a great paid staff. But by far, the far majority of people who make sound come over the airwaves on 90.7 we're volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in volunteering, you can come to the volunteer orientation session, which I believe happens every month. But you can go to the website for more information. I believe KBOO has over 500 volunteers.
That's pretty fabulous.
I know. Keeps this place running.
I'm
24/7.
Yeah, that's true, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
It's a lot of birthdays.
At least one a day.
At least.
Last thoughts before we turn on some more music?
No, just enjoy yourselves and take care of each other. and wish people who are Aquarians a very happy birthday, even if they're mean to you.
Yes. Yes. When was the last time you were mean to somebody?
Really mean or like teasingly mean?
I don't know.
Teasingly mean, like every 10 minutes. Really mean? Actually, this morning I was a little mean to someone. I just didn't say anything when they were talking at me. I just didn't reply.
Did you have a good reason?
Yeah, because what they were saying was ridiculous.
Hokum.
Yeah, exactly. I had no reply because I couldn't entertain what they were saying with a reply. So I just looked at them and then walked away.
You don't want to tell us what it was?
Well, I mean, they're not listening, but... They were complaining about something that I had told them to do. Then they were saying that, like, oh, I wish I had done this thing. And I had already told them, hey, you should do this thing so you don't... Yeah. So this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And so when they were complaining about, like, the thing happening, I just... Like, it was kind of like an I told you so moment, but instead of me saying I told you so, I just stared at them and moved on. And now I'm talking about it. Because that's one of my pet peeves, is when you, like, you can see what the pitfall is, and so you graciously try to help somebody navigate a situation that you know they're going to find complicated or difficult. And then they willfully ignore you. And then they bring it back up later. Because I'm like, I don't know how to help you here. Maybe they've learned the lesson. But it's doubtful. What would you do in my scenario? What would you do in that case if you were me?
One of my go-to strategies really is just to stare at people when I am annoyed with what they're saying.
So you would have done what I did.
I might have.
Okay, good. I feel good about that. I felt like it was a mean thing to do, but it was the least mean thing I could do.
That's perfect.
All right, so we have 2 minutes, Alan.
Well, that might be too late for Boo Boo, so...
Okay.
I think the last mean thing I did wasn't really mean, but it was...
What did last thing...
It was maybe slightly inappropriate. There's a gentleman who's been working at the grocery store near my house.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of months. And he's cute. And he never smiles. Like, he doesn't really make eye contact. He doesn't really smile.
Yeah.
And...
He's all business.
Yeah, but with his eyes down, like in a kind of a weird way.
Okay.
Like, he's clearly avoiding eye contact.
Gotcha.
And it's not like I think he has some responsibility to smile to me,
mm-hmm.
but he's cute and I want to be seen by this person. So I went into Dave's there and I thought, how am I gonna get him to see me? How am I going to get him to see me smile? So then these orange slices out, and I just stuck one in my mouth and, you know, walked around and then went into his line. And so he started...
With the orange slice in your mouth still?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. So when he started to try to talk to me, I just I just grunted, you know, because there wasn't any other way I could speak. And finally he looked up and he asked a question, and I just made a big grin, and I just, I was just orange rind. And he smiled.
Oh, he smiled. That's not mean. That's kind of cute.
Yeah. I mean, some people think that kind of thing is overstepping. To me, it's called flirting. Like, you're there.
Yeah. I think that's flirting. I don't think you are, like, forcing him to do anything. You are just encouraging him to look at your face.
Yeah.
And your orange slice.
Yeah.
All right. It's 7:00.
Calculated conversation.
Is up next.
All right.
Take care, Alan, and... We'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, too.
Join us on Tuesday, January 21st for Hindsight 2020, debriefing the last 3 years. A day of special programming looking back at the Trump regime, what happened, why, and the repercussions domestically and internationally. We'll focus on national policy, foreign policy, privacy and surveillance, policing, immigration, labor rights, confronting white nationalism, the environment, and much more. Again, that's Hindsight 2020, debriefing the last 3 years on Tuesday, January 21st from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. here on your community radio, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of In the Blast Zone, a panel on tar sands by rail on Tuesday, January 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. at Patagonia in Portland.